I'm still so fascinated by this story that I could not wait to get on the air with you tonight to tell you about this.
Okay.
Okay. You know when you go to McDonald's and the ice cream McFlurry machine, you ever been there and it's and the machine's broken?
No, there's a website now that you can go on to and check and see if your McDonald's ice cream machine is working.
Exactly.
And in
the
real
reason
time.
Why right. And the reason why there's that, and by the way, there's also a million Twitter pages devoted to tweets about broken ice cream machines at McDonald's. The reason why is because those machines are constantly broken. They're constantly down. And it's become such an issue. An investigation was done. There's a big controversy going on that I thought was very interesting. Okay. So those McDonald's machines are made by a company called Taylor. Taylor charges franchisees, people that have a McDonald's franchise, $18,000 for the machine. They also are the only ones who can repair the machine, and they charge crazy amounts of money to repair the machine, which is, okay, so the machine is really, really high end. So a lot can go wrong, and Wired, the magazine Wired, did a whole investigation into this, and they compare these machines to like a high end sports car. You know, like you go get a Ferrari or a Lamborghini, and it's beautiful. But if one little thing goes wrong, that part is extremely expensive, and it's hard to repair, and there's lots of things that can go wrong because it's a high-end sports car. So that's what these ice cream machines are, all right? So, for example, the machines themselves, they pasteurize the dairy in it. It's one of the most sanitary machines on the planet. And if you don't take it apart and clean over 100 pieces on a regular basis, it gives you an error message and it won't work. Okay? So even if you don't clean it properly, so the machine isn't even broken, you just didn't clean it properly, and now you have no machine. Okay? So these two tech people in their 30s decided to do something about it. Melissa Nelson and Jeremy O'Sullivan. They came up with this great hack. It's like cheat codes, where they not only did they find a secret menu in these Taylor machines, but they found a way for the machine to alert the franchise person that the machine needs some TLC and what it needs so the person can fix it themselves before it actually breaks down. It's brilliant. They have a program. There's an app for the owner, and the app will alert you and be like, "Hey, part number 75 is about to go out. Go clean it. Go fix it." And the program is called Kitch, KYTCH, and it's great. And McDonald's franchise owners that have this app that are using it, I mean, they're so grateful because it's saving them tens of thousands of dollars in repairs. Except McDonald's and Taylor are suing them. They're suing these two kids. Why? Because part of the
contract.
Taylor plan, part of the contract built in was that they were going to also get the repair money. So they made an inferior product. These kids found a way. It's like Scooby-Doo. Like, oh, we could have gotten away with it. It weren't for you pesky kids. So there's a whole lawsuit going on now against these two kids who have now countersued McDonald's and Taylor.
See, the thing is with those machines, if you turn it off 5 minutes before it's done or it doesn't get the right temperature, it just shuts down. And you can't, like, just unplug it, plug it back in, and it's going to run. You have to wait for somebody to come out. And it got to the point, I don't even go to McDonald's and ask anymore because it's a joke.
Right.
If you look at myicecreammachinebroke.com or something like that. If you go to that website and see it in real time, there's 10 McDonald's around me right now, but the ice cream machine is not working.
Right.
So I can imagine working the drive-through and telling people, because they go, you got to be kidding me. But Taylor also makes the frosty machine for Wendy's. They also make the ice cream machine for Sonic. Those are never down. They're different models. So McDonald's only gets this type of Taylor ice cream. Everybody else gets a different type of Taylor ice cream machine, and those never break down. Or if they do, they tell you the code in real English that you can understand.
Right. Well, according to the Wired article, I thought this was really interesting. The McDonald's McFlurry machine, the ice cream machine, the amount of product they put in versus how much money they make off it is like astronomical. Like, you know, you spend, you know, whatever, $5 on the stuff that goes in and you make thousands and thousands of dollars when the machine is working. So I guess this is a way for Taylor to take a piece of that profit because it's their machine that is making the McDonald's franchisees this much extra money. So I guess that's the way that they take a cut of that. They take a cut by forcing you to use their repair service. And these kids came along and found a really great a cheat code, basically.
It's like, I wonder how many people are like me that go to McDonald's and you like the ice cream. The ice cream cone was like, I don't know, what's it, $1.99? And it used to be great, but I don't order it anymore. I can, because it's a joke that it's not working. So how much money are they losing a day by people don't even asking anymore? They don't promote it. They don't advertise it.
Exactly.
Because they know it's a joke.
And that's the point. They're losing a lot of money because the profit margin on the ice cream was one of the highest of all of their products.
Yeah, this is why I can't be in the fast food world because I would lose my mind. That's one of them I would lose my mind. Another one was like a year ago, Popeyes came out with a Popeyes chicken sandwich that was, everybody was saying was better than Chick-fil-A. So there was a run on Popeyes that everybody had to try one of these sandwiches.
Right.
So a month into it, they ran out of sandwiches. So it was 8 months before it made it back on the menu.
And by then, people didn't care. They went back to Chick-fil-A and they had their regular routine.
Right. Yeah, and I'm sitting there going, you're Popeyes, you make chicken. How hard is it to put a piece of chicken on a bread and give it to somebody? Do you have to have meetings to figure this out? It's not that hard. You know, does it have to be a special type of bread? Order it. Does it have to be a special type of chicken? Order it. I mean, it was 8 months. Then you forget about it. Then I don't even remember that Popeye even exists anymore. They had a good thing going. They fucked it up. McDonald's had a great thing going with their shakes. They fucked it up.
Yeah.